I remember the first time I went to the United States, and I was competing in a competition. It was the World Championships in bodybuilding. I lost. I came in second. And I was devastated. I was crushed. I felt like a loser, a major loser, let me tell you. I cried, as a matter of fact, because I felt like I disappointed my friends and I disappointed myself. But the next day I got my act together. I shifted gears and I said, I'm going to learn from that lesson. I'm going to stay here in America. I'm not going to go back to Europe. I'm going to stay in America and I'm going to train with the American champions. I'm going to train the American way. I'm going to eat the American food. I'm going to train with the American machines and the principles. And a year later in America, I became the world champion in bodybuilding. So I think this is a very, very important lesson. From then on, I continued. My career took off and everything that I wanted to do, I accomplished. First it was to become a champion in bodybuilding. Later on, I became a movie star to do all the great movies, the Conan movies and the Terminator movies and all this. Then I became the governor of the great state of California, of the sixth largest economy in the world. All of this happened because of my dreams. Because of my dreams, even though other people told me that those dreams were bogus and they were crazy, but I held on to my dreams. The people would always say, no matter what, even in bodybuilding, they said, I would never make it. Then later on in the movies in Hollywood, they said, I would not make it. They said, you would never make it. You have a German accent. No one in Hollywood has ever made it with a German accent. Yeah, maybe you can play some Nazi roles or something like that, but you cannot become a leading star with an accent. Plus your body, you're overdeveloped, you have all these muscles. I mean, they did Hercules movies 20 years ago. That's outdated. Now it's Woody Allen. Woody Allen is in, his body is in, and those were the messages. And Al Pacino, yeah, the skinny guy, he is in, but not your body, it's too big. And your name, Schwarzenegger, it would never fit on a movie poster. Forget it. Forget it, you would never make it. Go back to bodybuilding.